We welcome you to Eagles training camp at the NovaCare Complex 2017. Dave Spadaro with you, along with Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. And we always welcome in our national media. Welcome to South Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Did you have the requisite cheesesteak?
I did. Went to Tony Luke's last
Excellent.
Night. I drove here from Baltimore, came in at 10 p.m., went right to Tony Luke's. It was great.
Excellent. What did you think of the football team today?
Look good. I mean, I love coming on days like this. You know, first day of hitting, first day of full pad, sort of the first start of the real training camp, mm-hmm. and kind of the only time you can really tell what actually is happening on the field. But, I mean, it's a really good roster. I mean, there's some good storylines. Quarterback is pretty good. I'm sure you guys know that.
Not bad.
Not bad. But there's a lot of other interesting guys here, like Alshon Jeffrey on a one-year deal. Sounds like he's having a great camp and spring. What's he going to look like? Jernigan, Blunt. I mean, there's just a lot of interesting guys that I kind of wanted to take a look at and hear about as well.
And they look like, on short-term deals, really good fits for what the Eagles are asking of them. Agree?
Yeah. Oh, I agree on all counts. I mean, Jernigan, you know, obviously in Baltimore was not working out. Comes here, renewed, very athletic. Talent-wise, just skill-wise, probably should have been a first-rounder. You know, come in with a lot to prove. And maybe he becomes a part of the future here that he was not going to be in Baltimore. You know, certainly like the fit there. I mean, on, you know, Alshon Jeffrey, that's a number one receiver in, you know, as a free agent, comes here and signs a one-year deal again with a lot to prove. And, you know, you got a big, tall quarterback with a big arm throwing to a big, tall receiver with a huge catch radius. It sounds like Alshon has been in shape and, you know, just looking really good. There's just a lot to like about the different fits here. And I think with Blunt, he was a devastating red zone threat. Hopefully the Eagles get in the red zone a lot. You get to use him like that. But either way, I mean, that's a physicality that not a lot of runners can bring.
Ian, your perspective of the way the Eagles have changed the culture in a very short period of time since Chip Kelly left. And not only that, you mentioned the roster, how the roster has been revamped and seemingly improved.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a whirlwind. It seems like so long ago that Chip Kelly was the head coach here. And, you know, obviously the vibe has changed. It's just a different kind of place. You know, certainly the football team has looked different. You know, guys like, you know, DeMarco Murray are obviously not here. Maxwell, I mean, certainly a lot of the Chip Kelly guys are not here. Marcus Smith, another Chip Kelly guy, you know, released a couple days ago. And it's run more like a business. You know, I know that. I mean, this just does not seem like a place that would give a running back an $8 million a year contract, certainly not under this current regime. I mean, that's it's a place for sounder business decisions now. And, you know, I like the makeup of the roster. I mean, we'll see what it looks like on the field playing together, injuries and everything when the season starts. But just as far as the overall depth and makeup of the roster, maybe with the exception of the cornerback position, which is, you know, if you had Sidney Jones on the field now, I'd say you're probably fine. But obviously it's probably a little too early for that. So that maybe be the only question mark I'd have.
Do you think the Eagles will address that position at some point between now and September 10th?
I'd say probably, yeah. You know, it'd have to be the right fit. You know, maybe in a trade, maybe in free agent if someone unexpectedly becomes available. You know, I know there have been some thought locally about Revis. I'm not so sure about that one.
Why not? Just curious. I've not seen Darrell Revis play in a long time.
There's just a lot of questions. Talent-wise, obviously, he's one of the greatest of all time. Last year's tape is not good. He'd have to play for nothing. You know, this is not a team that's going to pay him more than $6 million. He's guaranteed to make six from the Jets, so he basically would have to play for free. Does he want to play for free? That's an interesting, difficult question. Now, you know, would he help if he was Revis from 2 years ago? He probably would. If he was Revis from last year, no, I don't think he would.
Ian, finally, your thoughts on the Eagles as you look at the NFC East and the entire NFC. Can this be a playoff team?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to be in position where they kind of often find themselves, which is, you know, around 6-6 in December and with a chance. I mean, some of it, you know, see what happens with injuries and all the other things, but I think Carson Wentz is going to be very good.
Yeah,
I think eventually he's going to be very, very, very good. How quickly does that come? You know, is this quarterbacks can ascend at their own rate, right? So does he become great immediately, or where does he kind of, you know, at the end of the game when you got to have it, is he making those plays, or is he a year or two away from that? I don't know, and he probably doesn't know, but I think there's going to be a lot of close games. It's going to be really tough, especially in the division. You know, do the Eagles pull those games out or not? I think, you know, obviously that's and it's all led by the quarterback, and I think that's going to be something that's going to be interesting to watch.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, thanks so much for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us here. Eagles Training Camp 2017 at the NovaCare Complex.